Good morning. We continue talking about Simcha, actually wrapping up the Midah of Simcha. One indication that we have about how important Simcha is in Yiddishkeit, very often you could tell the importance of something based on the significance that it's given in that place. For example, one of the examples that they very often give, if in the language that they speak up in the Arctic Circle, so they have 17 different words that they use to describe snow. Because snow is something that their whole life revolves around snow. We have snow, you could call it snow, sleet, slush, that's about it. 17 different ways that they have to refer to snow. And in Lashon Kodesh, different than many other languages, we have so many different words that we use to describe Simcha. We have Sasoin, Simcha, Gil, Rina, Ditsa, so many different ways to describe Simcha. And very often we fall into the trap of looking for if only Simcha. We very often look for if only Simcha. If only this would be better, of course I would be happy. And if only I would have this, things would be much better. If only I would be feeling better. If only I had more of this. If only I had less of that. But the truth is that it works the other way around. Simcha is something, it's a state of mind, it's a state of being. It's something that we have to strive for just to be, to feel. And everything else comes from that. A person that constantly finds himself in a state of happiness, he'll see that automatically everything else falls away and he'll have what he needs, he'll get what he needs, and he'll be able to use that simcha to continue in all of his avodah.